What's going on, guys? It's your boy Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I truly appreciate every time you guys press that play button and you download the episode. It means the world to me. We're up to over 1,000 listeners. I thank you guys for all the support you guys give me. From the people who do know me to the people who don't know me, I appreciate it on 1,000. That's actually what the episode is about. Support. But before we get into that, my last episode, I was giving people tips on exercising and stuff like that coming out of the pandemic and everything. So I just wanted to relay one more. I gave you guys a list on the episode, so go back and listen to it. But the one thing that I wanted to do is also I talked about making sure you're eating foods that are beneficial to you. But somebody asked me the other day, I think I was talking to Rick, and he said why I was looking like a little more skinnier than usual, and I said I was fasting. I was on an empty stomach, and during my workouts in the morning, I don't eat until after my workout. So by doing that, you burn more fat that you have stored in you, so and that helps out. I would say if you've never done it, don't try it. I would say start off slowly. If you're gonna try to fast while working out, I would take at least a couple of weeks of just not eating in the morning between, you know, basically until like 12. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, if you can do that. Don't eat until like 12, maybe 1. And just do that just without working out. Just see how far you can make it without eating in the morning. If you're not a morning person, see, it's easy for me to do it because I'm not a morning person. I'm not a 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, eat breakfast time person. I'm more of a 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So for me to push back an hour or two more doesn't really hurt me too much, basically. I would definitely say start off slow, and then don't even go straight into a workout after fasting after 1 or 2 weeks. I would say go for a jog on an empty stomach while you're fasting. You know what I'm saying? That would be your best bet, because now your body's now it's starting to understand, like, oh, I'm hungry, if you are hungry at the time, and there's nothing in my stomach that's fueling me, so we have to use our resources to now burn. You know what I'm saying? So now we have to use all the food that we had from yesterday night, which is, you want to stop eating like around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. That's when you want to stop eating. 7 o'clock mostly. And then you want to go all the way until the next day around 12 or 1. So the body goes, oh, damn, we're working out, but there's no fuel here. We've got to dig deep and pull out that resource and start burning the fat that we have stored up in case of emergency. And that's what it is. The fat that you have in your stomach is the fat that is stored up in case of emergency. If, like, you ever go starving or something and you're not eating, that's what the fat is there for. But you can burn that fat by working out while fasting. But start off slow. Start off with a jog for like a week or two. See how you feel. And then you can move out into light workouts in the gym with weights and stuff like that. I do not recommend doing it straight from, oh, you know what, I'm just going to wake up and not eat and just go straight into a workout, because you're shocking the system. The system's like, whoa, like, usually we have a bowl of cereal. Usually we got some oatmeal, or we got some eggs and bacon or something here. Like, now we have nothing and we're just working out. So the body can go into shock and stuff like that. So that's why I wanted to bring it up from the last episode. I hope you guys listened to it. I know you guys listened to it, but I hope you guys really understood what I was trying to say in that episode. In this episode, I'm going with support. People who support other people, I love it. I love seeing it. It's just the one thing I don't understand about some people is the people that support people they don't know, but they won't support the people they do know. So that's what this episode's about. So we're gonna go straight into it. I'm not gonna, you know, stop you. I'm not gonna keep going. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna ramble on anymore. All right, so I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Thank you, guys. Stay safe. What's going on, guys? Guys, so we're gonna get right into it. So I'm bringing this up, not being personal. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little sore. I'm gonna say that real quick. I'm pretty sure in the intro, I gave you another tip on working out. But if you follow my personal Instagram, then you know that like I was squatting, so like hamstrings are on 1,000 right now. I wanted to do this episode, dedicating to like to the people who do support me and stuff. Like, I want to say thank you, like I always do in the intro and stuff, but like I also wanted to understand, like, why don't we support each other the way that we should, if you're getting what I'm saying? Like, it seems like a lot of times, and maybe I'm wrong, but I know I'm not, so it's just, you know, I'm just not trying to sound like I'm right all the time, but I'm usually young. Why is it that we support people that are strangers, right? That we don't know, but we don't support the people around us that are doing probably the same thing or something similar of the same capacity? Why is that? And I'll give you an example. Why is it that we go on Instagram and we give these other businesses and people who have small businesses, and we give them all this support, going like, oh man, even though we haven't bought anything from them, we haven't not bought anything from these people. We see them on Instagram, Snapchat, even TikTok now. We haven't bought anything from them, but we support them to all holy hell. You understand what I'm saying? Which is a beautiful thing. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I think that's really good. I think if you're supporting, you know, somebody in their business adventures and stuff, that's great. But why do we not do that with the people around us? You know what I'm saying? Like, how come we don't do that with our friends? You know what I'm saying? And again, and I'm saying this again, this is not personal. I am not saying that I want, like if you haven't put up my episodes up on your stories or your posts or anything like that, not that. For the people who have, great. I thank you. I appreciate you guys. It means a lot to me. For the people who haven't, I don't want you to think that I'm asking you right now and be like, oh, you haven't posted me up or anything, you better post me up. No. I don't need anything from you. If you haven't supported yet, it's fine. If you want to support, great. You know what I'm saying? The only support that I truly enjoy, the only support that I need is people pushing that play button. You know what I'm saying? For whoever wants to spread the word, can spread the word. But why is it that we don't support our friends the way we support strangers who do nothing for us? You know what I'm saying? And it came up to me, there has to be a couple of reasons. Either A, you don't believe in the person. You know, and that's a big one. That's a deep one. Now, you guys have to swallow that one real quick. Like, either A, you don't believe in that person. B, you don't believe in the... excuse me. B, you don't believe in whatever they're selling to be true, to be valuable. You know what I'm saying? And three, you completely think it's a waste of time of your investment to either A, speak about it, post about it on your social media, because you don't think the person is going to work as hard or have the brain power to do it. Which kind of goes with A. C kind of goes with A, but I feel like sometimes, what I mean by A is like, you don't, like, maybe you just don't like the person. Like, you're hee-hee-ha-ha in front of him all the time, but in reality, you just don't like him. So no matter what he does, if he works hard or not, you're just like, whatever, I'm not supporting you. Screw that. But C, on the other hand, C is when you know the person, but you feel like, or you know like that person, or you believe that person is not going to work hard for what they want. They don't believe, you don't believe that that person has the capability to take this business off the ground. And that's what I mean between A and C. They're similar, but they're completely different. I kind of made it sound similar, but they're completely different. But I bring that up because it baffles my mind. You know what I'm saying? I've never understood it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you have someone who's busting their ass to do something and you never post them up? You never even speak a word about their product to anybody. But then you go and you go take a stranger who you don't know, who lives 30,000 miles away from you, you've never met, you've never bought a product from, and you'll post them right away on your story or your podcast right out the gate. Oh, damn, these people are awesome. Oh, this dude is this. This lady's selling this. And, like, you never met the people. You never met the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get how that happens. You know what I'm saying? But the person next to you, you don't say nothing about them. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. For me, it's crazy. I don't know. I just, you know, I literally was thinking about that a couple of days. You know what got me thinking? So you guys know that I got my brother Rick, and I love him to death. And Rick helped me start up the Instagram podcast for Philly Talks. He was, you know, I always wanted to do it, but it was like, he was like kind of encouraging me on doing it. He's like, look, this is what you got to do. So I said, all right, cool. So, you know, Rick has the password to my, to the Instagram, you know, and cause he was helping me get followers, following people, you know what I'm saying? And within a month, I'm like 101 followers deep, which is great. You know what I'm saying? I do not rush anything. I'm not the kind of person to be like, oh, like, I need 1,000 followers by the end of something. No. Whatever I get and during this process, I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people in this world who are trying to do the same thing as me, and they don't have one follower. They have maybe 20 followers, you know what I'm saying, on their Instagram page. So for me to get over 100 followers, I appreciate it. I have over 1,000 listeners, but 100 followers. If you haven't followed yet, go ahead and follow my Instagram at Philly Talks Podcast if you want. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do anything. It's a free world. But if you want, that'd be great. So this caught my attention because Rick had posted on his own page, which is, if you guys haven't heard, I'm pretty sure I've talked about it. Him and his wife have a food page on Instagram. It's called A Side of Robles. And you can find, like, they usually go out to different places around the world, and they, you know, try out some delicious dishes. That being said, Philly can never be quiet. They playing how loud. I'm about to park up real quick. I just dropped my girlfriend off, so I'm parking up right now. But there's people outside playing music. They're playing that ding 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 ding. It's too loud. You know what I'm saying? So now I gotta find somewhere else to go park. But I digress. So what got me was Ray's Rick's wife, who's Ray, happy belated birthday / graduation for Ray. You know, little shout outs to her. Her grandmother is starting to sell food, basically, like pastelillos. If you guys know what that is, great. If you don't, it's a Spanish, I wouldn't say pastry, but you know, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's, you put meat into like a tortilla type bread and you fold it up and you can eat it with cheese and all that. And Rick had went on without letting me know. And he went and he posted up saying like, oh, you know, that she's selling food, so buy some up, put your orders in. I had a small problem with that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna address that with Rick. Because my thing is, I don't put anything on my page that I don't, that I haven't tried yet. I haven't put it, I need to try the product out before I can be like, oh, hey, here's this. Like, because if your product's ass, your product's ass. Point blank, period. Family or no family. If your product is ass, it's ass. And I don't want to, I can't support it because, like, people who do listen to me are going to be like, oh, shit, you posted that up? Great. I'm going to go, I'm gonna go do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go order and stuff like that. But I don't. But then when they eat it, they're like, oh, that's not saying that her food was bad, but I just hadn't had it yet. And I was like, damn, like, he should have really asked me, and I would have told him, no, don't put up on my page. I don't think he should put it on his page either before he tried that out. But that's his own page. I can't tell him to do it on his page. Had a small problem, but I said, you know what, I'm gonna leave it up. And I ordered a dozen pastelillos, chicken and beef. So I gave the best of both worlds, and they both came with cheese. Got them last Saturday. They were delicious. They were absolutely delicious. So I'm going to probably do a video, and you know, when the next time I get another. I was supposed to do an Instagram video of the results of like me eating it for the first time. But I was so hungry, and the beef ones were really good. The chicken ones are good too, don't get me wrong, but the beef ones were popping. They were like on point. Like, they were hitting the spot in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saturday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon type hitting way. You look like, damn, these joints popping. So I ate them. They were good. So now I don't have a problem putting up, you know, hey, go. But you know what I'm saying? But like, that's because I need to try it out. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're my friend, you know what I'm saying? And I know some of you guys are going to be like, well, that's hypocritical. It's not hypocritical. I think there's a difference between because I don't know the lady, but she's family, because Rick's wife, grandmother, and Rick's my brother. We might not be blood related, but that's my brother, you know. So it's family. So it's not that I wouldn't have supported. It was just, I just need a sample of the product first before I can put you on the page. Because if it's not good, it's not good. I have to let you know it's not good. Fortunately, her food was really good, and I enjoyed it. You probably hear that in the intro as well. Either you'll hear it on this episode's intro or the next week's episode's intro about it. So that's why I was like, damn, here I am supporting someone that I really don't know, but it's close to me. They're not 1,000 miles away. They're not in another city or state. They're literally, she lives 10 minutes from me. You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking to myself, how is it that I know her family's going to support her and spread the word, but how, like, I wonder if her other friends and stuff are going to spread the word as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the crazy part is she'll probably get more support from outside of the family than she will be in the inside family once the word spreads around, which is crazy. She'll probably get more orders from outside people than she would from her, which is, it just blows my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it that we only support people that we don't know? Why are we not supporting each other? You know what I'm saying? And that's, and my thing is, rather than complain about it, might as well come up with a solution. So what I'm going to do, and I'm announcing this right now, I'm going to listen to a couple different podcasts that I have on my page on Instagram that I've never listened to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to a couple of their episodes, two or three of their latest episodes, and then I'm going to then go and send them a message directly. And on that message, I will critique what I heard on their episode, how I think it could get better, and how I think they should change a couple of things and stuff like that. And for some people, I hope they take it as like, oh wow, someone who actually cares about the product. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to build a community of podcasters before to create chemistry and relationships before I decide that I want to start collabing with, you know, other podcasters. You know what I'm saying? Starting off, if you guys remember, starting off in the beginning, if you've been following from the beginning of Philly Talks Podcast, before, I was always trying to get somebody on the podcast to talk. I learned quite quickly that I can't depend on anybody because either A, their schedule got switched, two, something popped up, three, they didn't have time, because it wasn't important to them to come onto the podcast. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really that important to them. So that's when I realized I have to start now do my own podcast. And that's why I usually don't have anybody on. I'll have somebody on there here and there. I have my girlfriend, Kat, or Rick, who really want to do the podcast, who really want to be on the podcast and, you know, and help me out and stuff like that. But that's why I stopped with the whole trying to get people on. It's just, hey, if you want to come on, great, but you got to let me know. But the one thing that I didn't get from before that I'm starting to get now was criticism. And not criticism, but like just someone who's like reviewing the podcast. You know what I'm saying? One of the very, very first person to ever give me some structural criticism. I give a shout out to Ching the Barber, who's my barber right now. He was the first person to give me some constructive criticism, and I appreciated that on 1,000. I really did. Because before, if you remember, a lot of the episodes, I didn't have any music in the background. I went to him to go get a cut from him one day, and he said, hey, I listened to your podcast and whatever. He said, a lot of times you leave spaces in between your words when you're like still thinking and stuff like that. You'll leave spacing. He said, what you should do is put background music on there. That way in between those spacing, it's not that long. Or like, there's not that space of nothingness. And I said, you know what? I didn't realize I did that. And I said, thank you, Chino. You know what I'm saying? And the very next episode, I put it on. And Chino heard the next episode. And he's like, oh, I saw that you put the thing on. You took my... I said, yeah, I took your advice and I like it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it because someone was looking out. Someone took time to invest their time to not only listen to the podcast, to be like, oh, I know you personally. I think you should do this to make it better. And I appreciated that. Later on during the episodes, Rick also came out and he gave me some stuff here and there as well. But Chino was the first one to be like, hey, this, your episodes, you know, you need this in it. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. That's why I'm coming up with the concept of coming out to these other podcasters on my Instagram and giving them some criticism, constructive criticism. Jesus, I can't even say it through. I'm all tongue-tied right now. My brain's going faster than my tongue can shoot out the words. Constructive criticism to them because they probably don't have anybody either. They're probably doing this on their own. They're flying blind, and no one, like, they have people listening, but no one giving them feedback. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna pick out a couple of podcasters. I'm gonna listen to two or three other episodes starting tomorrow. Today, I'm dropping this episode Thursday, August 6th. So by the 9th, there might be some podcasters out there who are going to get some DMs from me saying like, hey, I think you should do this. You shouldn't do that. I think you should add this. You should take away from this. You shouldn't do this in your end. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they take it as constructive criticism and, you know, they take it like, oh, well, thanks, I appreciate it. Rather than them being like, oh, damn, who the hell does this guy think he is? You know what I'm saying? Thinking he can just tell me what to do on my podcast. So hopefully it goes well. Again, what I'm going to try to do is try to create a community of podcasters to come together, help each other out, construct the criticism here and there, build that chemistry and community, and then start to collab with other podcasters, either to come on my podcast or me come onto their podcast. Because I'm a great interview. Don't get the game twisted. Like, you see what I'll be doing by myself. Can you imagine if I have somebody else? You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff that I've done with Rick was really cool. But can you imagine, like, me meeting new people? Like, I'm an outgoing person. So those interviews are going to be crazy. So, or those collabs are going to be crazy. So that's what I want to do. My next step is now, my first step was creating a podcast. The next following step was getting some listeners. My next step now is to create a community where we can all help each other out. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the greatest things. Again, I bring this podcast up a lot. It's the Joe Rogan podcast. He's the king of podcasting, hands down. And the one thing he does better than us, he has his friends come on, or his, you know, people that he know that he has great chemistry with, and he has them come on and do an episode. You know what I'm saying? So, but before he even has them come on, they hang out, they talk, they message each other, and that's when he realized that, oh, you're really cool people. I'm going to have you on. Would you like to come on? Let's do this episode, and people will enjoy it. So that's what I'm going to do next. So the main point of this podcast is, guys, if you guys have someone who literally lives next to you, a family member, someone you know that is trying to do something, build their own small little business, it is up to you as a friend, an associate, whatever you want to call yourself, and be like, hey, I'm going to spread word for you. I got this social media where I have 500 followers. I'm going to spread word, because out of that 500, maybe 10 of them are interested and go, oh, wow, who's that? Oh, they're selling this. Oh, they do that. They make this. And they're going to look into it and either buy the product, or if they have something that they want people to listen to, they'll listen to the product. And that's the best thing you can do. The best thing you can do is shine light on somebody who's busting their ass, working hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate the people who shine light on strangers who they don't know. But the same energy you have shining light on strangers, I need you to also have doing that with people that you do know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, it just doesn't make sense how you give a stranger all this clout, but to somebody who literally is either your friend, your sister, a family member, someone you've known for years, and you don't give him any clout. You're like, oh, whatever, screw it. You know what I'm saying? He's doing that. He got his own clothing line and stuff, but you know, he don't give me nothing for free, so I ain't gonna put him on social. That's one thing also is why I'm really particular on who I have on the podcast as well. A while ago, I'm not gonna name any name, but a while ago, someone had told me, "Oh, hey, you have a podcast. I'm around you. Like, if you want me to be your co-host, I'm down." And I was like, "Okay, cool." You know what I'm saying? At this time, I didn't have anybody on. I was just deciding I was gonna be more consistent. I really wasn't putting episodes out consistently at this point. How I am now, I'd put one out every week or maybe two out of the week. And I said, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, because I have a lot of friends who would listen to your podcast, so I can let them know if you have me on. And that hit me. And I don't know if you understand what he said, but he said, I have a lot of people that I can tell to listen to the podcast as long as you put me on the podcast. And I said, damn. So you're telling me you haven't told anybody about my podcast yet, but you're supposed to be a friend, but you haven't told anybody. So the only way you will tell your friends and the people that you know is if I make you a co-host. That's how you'll tell people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, number one, you haven't supported me. And then number two, the only way you would support me is if you're involved. And that's the only way. So if I tell you no to be my co-host or whatever, then those same friends that you would have told, you're still not going to tell. Well, okay, cool. So that's why I'm really particular who I have on the podcast now, because now it's like, that's someone that I know. You know what I'm saying? That's someone I definitely know and I've known for years. I can only imagine people who I don't know who would want to be on the podcast. But that's why I stick to myself. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do my own thing. That way I don't have to depend on nobody. I've made it this far by myself. I think I could do more. You know what I'm saying? That's why I want to build a community now and see who are the right people to surround myself with, and then continue to move on, collab, and let's make this big. You know what I'm saying? Let's make this big. A nice podcast community. So that's what I was thinking. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm really excited to do it. So, you know, I'm gonna go listen to some podcasts and I'm gonna give them some criticism. And if they like it, great. We can we can talk back and forth and help each other out and hopefully do some episodes. You know what I'm saying? For the ones who think I'm just criticizing them, and I'm not giving any good feedback, I apologize. My bad. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still gonna send it to you, because I'm gonna extend that olive branch out to you. You know what I'm saying? Podcaster to podcaster, I'm going to extend that olive branch out to you and go, hey, this is what I'm hearing. And the same thing for me. If any of those podcasters go and listen to my podcast and they go, hey, I think you should do this, I think you should do that, this didn't sound that well, send it. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy it. It lets me know that we're building a community now, because now we're having those discussions that we weren't having 2 weeks ago or a month ago. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, make sure you support your local businesses, your mom and pop shops. Support the people that are building their empire from the basement up. Don't be the guy who decides they're going to start mentioning your name once you've made it. No. You want to start being the guy who's like, I saw you doing that and I saw the potential you had. And that's why I love you. That's why I support you, because I can see what you can do and what you are going to do. So then when they finally make it, you can go, I knew it. You could be the guy going, I knew he was going to make it. That's why I said and supported him and put him on social media and spread the word. Don't be the guy who finds out who was around but didn't support him. And then when he finally makes it, be like, oh yeah, that's my boy. I love him. That's my boy. Yeah, that's my, I knew he was going to do it. No, you didn't, because you didn't support him. And there's only three reasons why you didn't support him. A, you don't like him. B, what was B? B, you don't believe in him. Or C, you don't like the product that he has. You know what I'm saying? You don't think the product is good. So rather than saying something to him with constructive criticism, you just stay quiet, don't say nothing at all. But low key, we all know that we have those people that don't say anything in front of us. And then when people go, oh, I see that he has new shirts or he has his own clothing brand, those are the same people that go, oh yeah, he got his clothing brand, but the shirts ain't really good quality. So I wouldn't really, you know what I'm saying? I would wait for him to get the good quality. And then like, what? Like, why didn't you tell him that the quality wasn't good? Cause there ain't nobody else telling them. So rather than you telling them and giving the constructive criticism, you're just killing his brand behind his back. In front of him, you're like, yeah, great job, bro. And then behind his back, you're like, no, don't, that's all garbage. You don't want that. I'm like, damn. Well, friends like you, who needs enemies? You know what I'm saying? So guys, support. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. I'm out. This car is hot. I need to put the air conditioner on. Deuces.